Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
The swelling strings, the stirring crescendo, the ominous bass notes. Going to the movies would be, well, just moving pictures without the music that accompanies the film. The Oscars are just around the corner, and joining me to talk about the, frankly, starry field of contenders for Best Original Song and Best Original Score is the lead writer for the New York Times Carpetbagger blog, Milena Rysik. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So the Oscars are right around the corner. How does this year's crop in the two music categories stack up?
Oh, man, this is the most rock-stariest group of hopefuls that I've encountered in my 5 years doing this, at least for Best Song. I mean, you've got pop stars in U2, R&B stars Pharrell, indie stars Karen O, and then, of course, a Broadway star, Idina Menzel, singing Let It Go. So it's really, it's a category that I think a lot of music fans should be looking out for.
Right. And even in the Best Original Score category, you have the Grammy-winning indie rock band,
Arcade Fire. Right, exactly.
So let's start with her, because there's interesting things going on here in both categories. Arcade Fire up for Best Score, and Karen O up for Best Original Song. She co-wrote this with Spike Jonze, the director, right?
Yeah, that's right. She had this, you know, she and Spike have known each other for a long time, and he sent her the script very early on and had her read it and start thinking about writing a song. And she kind of composed it in her dining room in her apartment here in New York. And, you know, there's like in the demo track, there's like the sound of a fire truck going by. And it's very, very indie. And she sent it to him as a kind of demo. Mm-hmm. And he wound up liking it so much that he used it in the movie's previews.
It is a little bit of a quirky song, as you might expect from Karen O, front woman of the band Yeah Yeah Yeahs and champion of the ukulele.
Yeah, right. The ukulele instrumentation is something that she told me came from one of her favorite movie moments, which is the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin. There's a scene in that movie where he and Bernadette Peters are walking along the beach and they start singing You Belong to Me, Tonight You Belong to Me, and he's playing the ukulele, and she said that was one of the most romantic movie moments she'd seen. Of course, in The Jerk, later Bernadette Peters pulls out like a horn and starts playing it and becomes a comedy. That doesn't happen in Her.
This is from the film Her by Spike Jonze. It's up for Best Original Song, Karen O singing Moon Song.
There's things I wish I knew. There's no thing I'd keep from you. It's a dark and shiny place, but with you, my dear, I'm safe and we're a million miles away.
It's not so, it's unusual, but it's not unheard of for a film director to also be involved in the score. I mean, you know, the Halloween scores, for example, director as composer.
Right, that definitely happens. I mean, in the case of Her, Spike wrote some of the lyrics for the Moon Song, and when he was recording Arcade Fire, I mean, he's not credited with that Oscar nomination, but he definitely worked closely with them when they were recording. They recorded it up in their home base in Montreal, and he was there, and they did a lot of back and forth. Yeah,
right. So so Karen O is up for Best Original Song from the movie Her, and Arcade Fire is up for Best Original Score for the same film for
right.
Her. But they are up against some real heavyweights here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guys who have a couple of trophies already up on the mantelpiece.
In that category, you got John Williams, which almost every time John Williams has a score, he's got a nomination. He's one of the most Oscar-nominated people in the history of the Academy. But I don't think he's actually considered a favorite this year.
That's The Book Thief,
right? That's right, yeah. And it's kind of the classic Oscar score, you know, big moving strings, like things that you would expect from John Williams.
Right.
But another person that's in that category this year is Alexandre Desplat, who has been – it's his sixth nomination in 8 years, so the Academy definitely likes him. But so far, he hasn't won.
Yeah.
But the score for Philomena is the kind of thing that might turn that tide.
I thought his score for Moonrise Kingdom a year ago was brilliant. The way it sort of played off the Benjamin Britten stuff. But because there was so much Benjamin Britten pre-composed music, I guess the Academy wasn't so kindly disposed towards that score.
It has to be more original than that, they think, yeah.
So Philomena fit the bill, and is it a contender?
I think so. I think he could be. He could change his losing streak this year, absolutely.
Let's hear a little bit. Alexandre Desplat and the score to the film Philomena. Alexandre Desplat's Oscar-nominated score to the film Philomena in the category of Best Original Score. We're talking to Milena Rysik, who writes for the New York Times Carpetbagger blog about the Oscar nominees in both categories, both music categories, Best Original Song and Best Original Score. Boy, Desplat likes those bell sounds. He uses those a lot.
Yeah, well, in this case, what he was going for was this kind of motif. You know, he decided that the movie, of course, you know, it's about Philomena Lee, who's this Irish woman who's had to endure the forced adoption of her firstborn child. And he decided, you know, the movie's about her. The musical theme should be focused on her. So she's really the only character that has her own theme. The other character, Steve Coogan, who plays this journalist, Martin Sixsmith, he said he tried to write a theme for him, but it just didn't work. You know, it was too extraneous. And in Philomena, her theme starts from this moment where the first time we see the character and she meets the guy who becomes the father of her child at a fairground when she's, you know, a teenager. And so you hear that kind of tinkling sound of the fair in, you know, the organ music in her theme throughout the movie.
So, as you said, this is his sixth nomination. He is yet to win.
That's right.
He's got a long way to go to match the frustration of Thomas Newman.
That's right. Yeah,
who's been nominated 10 times and has not won. He did the score to Saving Mr. Banks. Is this an outsider in the field?
I think it's probably an outsider. You know, I think the movie itself didn't get any other nominations, so that's an indication of how, you know, how many fans it has within the Academy. Everybody votes for these categories, so when they're picking the final winner. So, you know, if people didn't really like the movie, they might not be inclined to acknowledge the score.
All right. Well, let's get back to the Best Original Song category, where you have four powerhouse nominees and a fifth one that was nominated but not nominated.
Yeah, there was a little controversy in the category this year. There was a song that came from a little scene movie, and ultimately the Academy decided that the composer did some weird promotions and he sent too many emails out to his friends in the music branch, and they rescinded the nomination, which is very rare.
Very rare. It was the title track from a faith-based film called Alone Yet Not Alone, and the composer, last name Broughton, I think,
yeah,
was not only a governor of the Academy.
Yeah, former governor, yeah.
Right, but also had led the music division.
Right.
So there was definitely some – I mean, when the nominations first came out, I thought, that seems a little weird.
Yeah, there was a lot of eyebrows raised, exactly.
Alone, yet not alone, not forsaken when all
So enough eyebrows raised that it was eventually denominated or whatever you call it. So, but there is a very heavy favorite in this short field.
In the song category, there is, and that would be Let It Go from Frozen, from the Disney animated movie.
Why is everybody rooting for the Lopez team here?
Yeah, the song was written by Bobby and Kristen Lopez, who are a married couple of composers. They live and work in Brooklyn. And it's just a behemoth of a hit. The song has been certified platinum, which is pretty unusual for a song that comes from an animated movie musical. I don't know when the last time that sort of thing happened. And the soundtrack is a big hit, and it's, you know, the movie itself is a front runner in its category. So it's the kind of thing that has a lot of momentum, and that matters.
And the Disney magic, do they sprinkle a little Disney fairy dust?
Yeah,
on?
Maybe so.
All right, let's hear a little bit in case you haven't heard it. This is Idina Menzel's recording. Demi Lovato does a version in the film as well, but this is the one that everyone's talking about from the movie Frozen.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. Bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me.
Let It Go is the song Idina Menzel singing from the Disney animated movie Frozen, which, as Milena Rysik described, is a behemoth, both in terms of film and its soundtrack. And this is the very heavy favorite in the Oscar category for Best Original Song. Bobby Lopez worked famously with the guys from South Park on Book of Mormon, did Avenue Q.
That's right. He is a multiple Tony winner for those Broadway musicals. He's also got an Emmy and a Grammy for kind of related stuff. So if he gets the Oscar, he's going to be one of those, what I think, 8 EGOT winners in the world. And a pretty young one at that, yeah.
So EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar.
Tony. Yeah.
He seems like a shoo-in, doesn't he?
I think he might be, yeah. I mean, I think you two might be a rising contender, but generally speaking, I think, you know, Let It Go's got it in the bag.
You spoke to Bono about this.
I have, and even Bono thinks that Let It Go is going to win,
yeah.
Which is something.
So you sort of portray you two as being kind of portraying themselves as nervous and anxious about
well,
this.
Well, they call themselves the underdogs. But, of course, perversely, in the Oscar world, you want to be the underdog. You never want to be seen as the front runner. That's considered bad form.
The song Ordinary Love for the Mandela biopic. It wouldn't be an awards ceremony, a 2014 awards ceremony, without Pharrell making an appearance.
That's right.
The most famous hat in Christendom.
I hope to wear a Pharrell hat someday. It's my Oscar outfit goal.
Now, if I were the odds maker and I was creating the morning line for this field, I would have, Let It Go as the heavy favorite. I think my second choice would probably be Happy. Pharrell's song.
Yeah, it is. It's also a hit. I mean, and especially with the video that he created, this 24-hour video, which was this like YouTube and cultural phenomenon, the sensation. So, but in terms of a song, it might not have the weight that people in the Academy go for, like that. You might see somebody like U2 writing about Mandela and, having a kind of political and personal edge to their song. That might be more up the Academy's alley.
Right.
On the other hand, you never know. I mean, well, last year you had a Flight of the Conchords, or 2 years ago you had a Flight of the Conchords guy win for a song from a Muppets movie. So you never know.
Yeah, and with Pharrell Williams, here's a guy who's having a major cultural moment. And as you say, the song's a hit.
The song
is
a big hit.
It's out there. Yep. It's really from the film Despicable Me. So we're talking about the candidates for two Oscar categories, Best Original Song, Best Original Score. And as you've said, there's a lot of heavy hitters here. Is there anybody missing? Is there an egregious oversight on the part of the Academy this year?
In those categories? I don't think so. I think that in terms of the best score, certainly you got, the movies that you would think of having like real musical moments. I mean, the one movie that didn't get really acknowledged by the Academy hardly at all is All Is Lost, which had an unusual score. It did get a Golden Globe for it for Alex Ebert, who, of course, is also an indie musician. He's the frontman of Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. And that movie kind of got snubbed by the Academy in almost all categories. So
is that unusual for the winner of the Golden Globe to not even get a nomination from the Academy?
There's not as much crossover in categories like these and in these smaller categories as you would, as you would expect in acting and drama and stuff like that.
So, Milena, who do you expect to walk off with the Oscar on Oscar night for Best Original Score?
That actually is a tough one. I think that most Oscar pundits think that the winner is going to be Stephen Price from Gravity. It has, Gravity is a movie. It's a really taut movie with a lot of technical achievements and thrills, not a whole lot of dialogue. So the score does have to do a lot of emotional lifting, and his music is kind of, it's not what you would expect for a movie set in space. It's not kind of shiny and burnished and technologically gleaming like you would expect. It's a little bit grungier. But I think this is a category where Academy voters could reward some of the other movies that they liked. Like, they could reward Alexander for Philomena, especially since he's had a bunch of nominations and no wins. Or they could go in the direction of crowning an indie, indie rock gods, the Arcade Fire score for her. It could go any of those directions.
All right. Be interesting to see the Academy Award up on the shelf next to the unexpected Grammy that Arcade Fire won a couple of years ago. We've been speaking with Milena Ryzik, writer for the New York Times Carpetbagger blog about the Oscar nominees for Best Original Song and Best Original Score. Milena, good to see you again.
Thank you. You too.
This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.